Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 32 through 34. While they were going out, a man who was demon-possessed and could not talk was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the man, who had been mute, spoke. The crowd was amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "It is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons." In the Old Testament, there is only one mention of demon possession. Now the Spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord tormented him. As God was allowing his people to be ruled by their first king, the devil threw some challenges at the man on the throne. King Saul proved unequal to the test. In the New Testament, the devil pulls out every stop as Israel beholds the coming of the heavenly king. It seems as if every kind of demon possession imaginable fell across the path of Jesus, from the woman who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years to the poor man in our text. Jesus showed himself to be up to every test. Although some still doubted, such miracles showed Jesus' power over what is unseen as well as what is seen. He is the absolute and perfect cure not only for demons and illnesses, but for sin itself. He carried away what we could never hope to rid ourselves of. Jesus showed his power over the devil with this miracle. And finally, with his perfect life and innocent death, Jesus won for us the ultimate victory over sin, death, and the power of the devil. Lord Jesus, comfort me today with the reminder that you are all-powerful and can overcome every one of my enemies, even death itself. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.